Your morning team show on WSW. Day 25.
Ooh. Far out.
That was from 1967.
All right.
Dave Pett and Charlie in the studio, Art Lewis in your home studio. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I know the song just because of that sound.
Yeah.
But for all the years, I was never so much into wondering who did it, when it was from, or why. I just remember it's one of those songs that had a cool sound to it. I liked it. This is the group Status Quo, group out of London.
Okay.
And its original bassist, Alan Lancaster, has just passed away at the age of 72.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I noted in the note here, just referenced that the only American hit the group ever had was this one, Pictures of Matchstick Men, back in 1967. I'm like, oh, I no clue. What is it? Oh, that's the song. Oh, all these years. Now I got an answer.
And they would have been a teenager then when they had that hit.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So much of those British groups. And then I, you know, again, you read more. What would we know here in this country about Status Quo? Well, let me put it this way. How many British bands have we known that have come here and becoming just huge?
Yeah, right, right. But Status, they didn't.
No, they never did. But in England, get this, Status Quo is so big.
How big were they?
They are second only to the Rolling Stones for the most entries on the British albums chart.
Is that right?
Oh, really? Yeah, no kidding. They're probably as old, too, by now.
that puts them pretty in the high a little stratosphere. And so big they were that in 1985, remember when Live Aid happened around the world?
Yeah,
and
there was of course. Yeah.
And there was a London.
Yeah.
They opened in London.
Oh,
Status Quo did. So that's how.
Okay.
So a little bit more on the group that maybe somebody else knows. Like I said, it was that song that I remember over the years. I remember hearing it in various times. Like, that's just a cool sound. I don't know what it is, or what the song is, who's doing it.
Interesting.
So it was never.
Is Live Aid the one? That was 1985, right?
Yep.
Okay. So is that the one where Phil Collins played in London and then took a plane over so that way he could play drums later that night in, was that Philadelphia?
I think you're right.
I think he did. I think he played at both venues. I think he did. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. That's a memory. Yes. Now that I think about it. Yeah. Right. For years, remember they had Live Aid concerts for years.
Yeah.
Around the world.
Yep.